national station. It is 6:30 a.m.
Patience, we're go.
Good morning, Sheta. The main points. The Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May, will this Monday meet with a World Bank Administrator, Abdul Salam Bello, in Yaoundé. Out of the country, the Democratic National Convention is set to kick off today in the United States. And in sports, Cameroon has grabbed a silver medal at the 2024 African Cadet and Junior Judo Championships that have ended in Yaoundé. Those are the headlines. Now the news in full. The alternate executive director of the Africa Group 2 at the World Bank Board of Directors representing 23 African countries, Abdul Salam Bello, will hold talks with Cameroon's Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May, today in Yaoundé. The meeting scheduled for 8:30 a.m. falls in line with Mr. Abdul Salam Bello's working visit to Cameroon. In the meantime, the World Bank recently pumped in the sum of 189 billion CFA francs within the framework of the Local Governance and Resilience Community Project, PROLOC, to offer quality basic amenities to vulnerable populations in conflict-stricken areas, including climate-resilient infrastructure. This was during an event chaired by the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, Georges Langaobam. This in the presence of the Practice Manager for Social Sustainability and Inclusion Global Practice in the West Africa region at the World Bank, Nicolas Perrin, who now states the essence of the project.
The World Bank is very pleased to support the government of Cameroon and the Ministry of Decentralization and Local Development. And we will be basically trying to support the local institutions to implement some basic services to the communities with the involvement of communities themselves on planification, planning and priorities. So we look forward to support the government and the ministry and the institution in their effort for implementing this project.
Elsewhere, officials of the General Delegation for National Security will this Monday present a scammer apprehended by the police to members of the press. This will be during a press conference billed for 9 a.m. Some female police staff will today take part in an event organized by the Police Women's Association to celebrate the 2024 edition of the International Widows' Day, commemorated last June the 23rd, with the theme focused on accelerating the achievement of gender equality with emphasis on strengthening land and property rights. The event to be held at the National Advanced Police School in Yaoundé starts at 8 a.m. The Archbishop of Bamenda has strongly condemned calls for school boycotts ahead of the start of the 2024-2025 school year, while urging the population to surmount fear and send their children to school despite the ongoing socio-political unrest in the northwest and southwest regions. His Grace Andrew Keya was speaking during a holy mass he celebrated at the Our Lady of Fatima Parish in the presence of five bishops of the Bamenda Ecclesiastical Province. Fela Kezia Fonjara has details from Bamenda.
A highly animated mass at the Our Lady of Fatima Parish as Christians assembled to welcome the bishops from Kumba, Boya, Mamfe, Kumbu and Bamenda for their annual meeting of bishops of the ecclesiastical province of Bamenda. His Lordship, George Nkwo, Bishop of Kumbu.
And this is a good opportunity for us to reply, to evaluate, and to have some very clear directives as to how we can be more effective in our missionary work. The future is really bright because we have great opportunities, lots of openings. In spite of the difficult moment that we have gone through this crisis, we see that our schools are coming back to life, our people are very engaged in the church, our houses of formation are full.
Against the backdrop of the crisis, the bishops reiterated that the Roman Catholic Church stands on the side of education of children. The Archbishop of Bamenda, His Grace Andrew Keya, holds strong this view.
We, the bishops of the ecclesiastical province of Bamenda, have called upon all the parents to send their children back to school for this academic year, asking that the children have the right to go to school. We are not doing them a favor. It is their right as children to be educated, and therefore, let all the parents send their children to school and let the children themselves go to school without being afraid.
The Holy Mass also featured the administration of the sacrament of confirmation to 270 candidates of the parish, and the meeting of bishops is to last for 6 days, after which the resolution shall be made public to the Christians. Fela Kezia Fonja, CRTV Northwest.
The new Presbyterial Treasurer for the East Mungo North Presbytery, Reverend Fosu Benadji, has been installed into his function. The pastor, who is also the new parish pastor for PC Etugebe, was commissioned by the Presbyterial Secretary for the East Mungo North Presbytery of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon, Reverend Polycarp Njongai Versha, during a special church service. Karen Kubong reports.
After graduating from the theological seminary at the age of 25, the native of Bamenankwe in Mezam Division of the Northwest Region, Reverend Fosu Bernard, has a rich educational background in development studies and a master's degree in business management, with a long-serving experience in multiple parishes of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon, alongside other financial responsibilities to the church. While instituting the Reverend Fosu Bernard Nji into his new functions, the Presbyterial Secretary for East Mungo North, the Reverend Jongai Polycarp, described him as an invaluable asset to the PCC.
I promise God being my helper.
He's one of our finest pastors and one of the best treasurers that the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon has. And the entire church holds him at very high esteem. We also pray that God should give him what it takes to continuously handle the finances of the presbytery meticulously as he is doing.
The new presbytery treasurer for East Mungo North and parish pastor of PC Etukebe, Reverend Fosu Bernard Nji, called for the selfless collaboration of congregational and presbytery officials to assist him in his new functions.
I give glory to God for giving me this great task of serving him as treasurer and as parish pastor. I can only lean and depend on God with the collaboration of the presbyterial secretary, the pastors, the presbytery esco for strength.
The East Mungo North Presbytery, where the Reverend Fosu Bernard Nji has been called to serve as treasurer, covers all Presbyterian churches in the center, south, and east regions of Cameroon.
Now in news out of the country, the Democratic National Convention is set to kick off this Monday as Gaza protests threaten to overshadow what is expected to be show of unity for Vice President Kamala Harris as the party's nominee for president. The Harris campaign is hoping the Chicago Convention will serve as a jubilant celebration following President Joe Biden's abrupt exit from the race in July, but some worry that an internal party debate over the war in Gaza could undercut Democrats' harmony during the convention and ahead of the November election, which is fewer than 80 days away. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Israel in his latest effort to push for a ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza. Now in sports, the champions of the 2024 edition of the Cameroon FUTSAL League and the Cup are now known. In men's category, RSDV of the Center Region won the league, while Bafmeng United got the Cup of Cameroon. The women's league title went to AGSAC of the Littoral, and the Cup winners are EEFA of Bafoussam. The finals took place at the weekend at the Esplanade of the Yaoundé Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. Still in sports, the 2024 African Cadet and Junior Judo Championships have rounded off at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex, with Egypt emerging victorious. The host Cameroon won silver, while Angola and Tunisia won bronze among 17 countries that took part in the four-day event. That is the end of the news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.
Merci, Patience Wingo.